ESPN was founded more than 30 years ago in a trailer. It stood for Entertainment and Sports Programming Network, until the folks who ran it decided the sports part was entertainment enough. Now ESPN is an $8+ billion business. As a point of reference, that's almost as much money as the National Football League generates. Quite literally, ESPN has become the gold standard for TV sports. If you're a true sports fan, there is probably not a day that goes by without ESPN. Need a score? ESPN. Watch a game? ESPN. World Series of Poker? ESPN. And while you might know the stars who shine on ESPN, the Chris Bermans, Stuart Scotts, and Susie Kalbers, the guys who really made the network were Steve Bornstein and George Bodenheimer. They were the ones who determined that cable systems would pay a premium per subscriber for ESPN programming. They also earned advertising revenue for their programming, which allowed them to buy better programming. And guess what? That allowed them to ask cable systems to fork over more money per subscriber. According to a Business Week story, ESPN now charges more than $5 a month for each of its 100 million subscribers. In that same story, the industry average is listed at 20 cents a subscriber. That's $5 versus 20 cents a month. And now you know why ESPN has doubled the number of its employees over the last 7 years, why its Bristol, Connecticut headquarters includes 18 buildings spread over 123 acres, and why in this challenging economy, its revenues are growing at 9% a year. But as ESPN has added to its live sports inventory, it has drawn some criticism. At a preseason college football conference media session a summer ago, I was talking with a now former ESPN employee. I told him that I thought ESPN was both a boon and a bane to the sports world, and he agreed. ESPN helps to determine game times. Ask any college basketball coach if he likes to play at 9 at night. The answer is no. But if you also ask that coach if he likes all the money he's making because of the exposure ESPN gives his sport, the answer is obvious. Bane, boon. In addition to when games are played, ESPN also determines who will play in them, in some cases where the games are played, and some think the network even had a hand in the last 2 years of college conference realignment. It's ESPN TV, ESPN2, ESPNU, ESPN Classic, ESPNRadio.com, mobile. Across every platform, ESPN's imprint on sports is easy to see. As Carl Taro Greenfeld put it in his Business Week article, in a real sense, ESPN no longer covers sports, it controls sports. And it doesn't look as if that will change anytime soon. John Skipper is ESPN's president, a Lexington native who keeps a home in Winston-Salem. He told Greenfeld that the reason ESPN keeps growing is because ESPN keeps building. To borrow from Field of Dreams, which somehow was not produced by ESPN, the company motto should be, build it and they will watch. Keep building and they'll keep watching. I'm Dave Gorin. We'll talk again soon.